This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sherbhagwan Dewa vows to formulate long-term and immediate plans to address the grievances of people affected by natural disasters. The toll in flood and inundation caused by rain since Sunday reaches 111, rice crops worth 7 billion rupees damaged in three provinces. UML ward convention in all wards of the country today. Jayanagar-Kurta cross-border railway handed to Nepal government, and 7 people killed in Rohingya refugee camp attack. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sherbhagwan Dewa has said that efforts would be made to resolve problems related to floods and inundation in a long-term manner. While making an on-site visit to take stock of damages caused by flood at Tikapur Municipality, Ward No. 8 in Kailali District yesterday, Prime Minister Dewa shared that activities would be carried out by making a plan in order to resolve flood and inundation problem in a long-term manner. Responding to journalists' questions, Prime Minister Dewa said, the MCC Pact was in interest of Nepal and expressed his belief that the pact would be endorsed by the parliament. He clarified that the MCC was not above and beyond the laws of Nepal and there are nothing in the MCC that hampers Nepal's interest. On the occasion, Prime Minister Dewa also reiterated the government's commitment to inoculate all eligible Nepalese with anti-COVID-19 vaccines. The Prime Minister also said his party's general convention would be held as per the schedule. A team comprising Prime Minister Dewa, Finance Minister Jonardhan Sharma, Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Prem Ali Magar, among others, had made on-site visit of flood-hit areas in Karnali and Far Western Province. The death toll in landslides and floods triggered by incessant rain from the 17th of October has reached 111. The police have said 37 people are still unaccounted for. The police report says 42 people were injured in the incident of natural disasters caused by unseasonal rainfall. The incidents of floods and inundations since the start of the week have also damaged rice crop worth 7 billion rupees in three provinces. The Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development has published the data from primary assessment that the floods and inundation have damaged 67,919 hectares of paddy crop in Far Western Province, Lumbini Province and Province No. 1. Spokesperson at the Agriculture Ministry, Prakash Sanjal, said the primary assessment showed loss of about 258,092 metric tons of rice. Ward-level conventions of the main opposition party CPN-UML are being held across the country today under the 10th National General Convention of the party. The ward convention will be virtually inaugurated by party's chairman K.P. Sharma Oli. The ward-level convention will be followed by municipality-level conventions starting on 25th of October. The 10th General Convention of CPN-UML will be held in Chitwan of Bagmati Province from November 26th to 28th. Electronic voting machines will be used for election purposes at the UML General Convention in Chitwan. Meanwhile, a meeting of the UML Standing Committee on Friday appointed Surendra Pandey as the coordinator of the 21-member Convention Main Management Committee and Bishnu Rimal as the secretary, and some other members were also added to the committee. Home Minister Balkrishna Khar has stressed on collaboration among all to mitigate natural disaster risk. Addressing a program in Kathmandu yesterday, Home Minister Khar said disaster risk can only be reduced in collective efforts of all. He also pledged to work in reducing risk of disaster in collaboration with the experts. President Bidya Devi Bhandari yesterday received letters of credence from the newly appointed ambassadors of Brazil, Italy, Malta and South Africa to Nepal at a special ceremony held at the Presidential Palace, Sital Niwas. Ambassadors Carlos Alberto Michaels de Hartega of Brazil, Vincenzo Di Luca of Italy, Rubin Gauci of Malta, Joel Sibusiso Ndebele of South Africa presented their credentials to the President of Nepal. Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Gyanendra Bahadur Karki, has viewed that literature works as a bridge to connect the world, as a mirror of the society, connect to the world rather, as a mirror of the society. Launching a travel log entitled Sane Sane Yatrama by journalist and writer Biyogi Burathoki in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Karki pledged that the ministry would work to connect with literary figures in production of great works. The 35-kilometer-long cross-border Jayanagar-Kurta railway track, constructed in Indian assistance, has been handed over to the government of Nepal. Indian Ambassador to Nepal, Binay Mohan Quatra, handed over the railway track to Physical Infrastructure and Transport Minister Renu Kumari Yadav amid a function held in Kathmandu yesterday. Jayanagar-Kurta railway track is part of Jayanagar-Bijalpura-Bardi bus railway track to be constructed with the support of the Indian government. The National Reconstruction Authority is organizing an internal conference on reconstruction efforts from the 7th to 9th of December. Chief Executive Officer of the authority, Sushil Gyawali, said the conference was planned to share Nepal's experience and achievement of the post-2015 Gorkha earthquake reconstruction. The development partners and donor agencies who took part in the donor conference held on 25th of June 2015 would be invited to the conference. A total of 708 new cases of coronavirus were reported in the country yesterday. The Ministry of Health said the cases were confirmed while testing 9,376 samples. Likewise, 932 people recovered from the virus infection yesterday itself. With this, the recovery rate has climbed to 97.2%. Meanwhile, 11 people died of COVID-19 yesterday, pushing the total death toll related to the infection to 11,337. You're listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now on to some international updates. Attackers have killed at least 7 people in an assault on an Islamic seminary in Rohingya camp on the Bangladesh-Myanmar border. The Bangladeshi police said the attacker shot dead some victims and stabbed others with knives. In the attack yesterday, 4 people were killed instantly and 3 others died at a hospital in Balukhali refugee camp. Somalia's president and prime minister say they have struck a deal to speed up the process for long-delayed elections, ending their shimmering feud over which threatened to plunge the country into a fresh crisis. Somalia was supposed to choose a new president this month, ending a complicated indirect election process that would also select a parliament. But the election was halted amid a dispute between President Abdullahi Mohamed and Prime Minister Mohamed Hussein Roble over who would head the National Intelligence Service Agency. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the country. Light rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Province No. 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and at one or two places of the rest of the country. With this, we have come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Prime Minister Shyamala Deva vows to formulate long-term and immediate plans to address the grievances of people affected by natural calamities. Death toll in flood and inundation caused by rain since Sunday reaches 111 rice crops worth 7 billion rupees damaged in 3 provinces. UML ward convention in all wards of the country today. Jayanagar-Kurta cross-border railway handed to Nepal government and 7 people killed in Rohingya refugee camp. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and Have a good day.